Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, May 6th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, William D. Leahy. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we dive into fascinating topics from the vast treasure trove that is Wikipedia. I'm your host, Alloy, here to guide you through a captivating exploration of history, technology, and the significant individuals who have shaped our world. Today, we're focusing on a highly influential, yet perhaps lesser-known figure in American military history, William D. Leahy. Now, so why does William D. Leahy deserve our attention? Born on May 6, 1875, in Hampton, Iowa, Leahy rose to become one of the most powerful military advisors in U.S. history. Unbeknownst to many, he was a key architect during World War II, serving as chief of staff to President Franklin D. Roosevelt and later to President Harry S. Truman. So how does a man of such profound influence almost slip through the cracks of popular historical consciousness? Born into a time of burgeoning change, Leahy's career spans some of the most pivotal moments in U.S. naval history. In 1897, he graduated from the United States Naval Academy. His early years were immersed in the naval expansion period just prior to the Spanish-American War. This prepared him for a career marked by both tactical and strategic brilliance. Consider this: how do leaders emerge during times of crisis? Leahy was promoted to Rear Admiral by 1936, amidst the ominous prelude to World War II. His capacity to strategize effectively was noted across the highest echelons of the Navy and led to his appointment as Chief of Naval Operations in 1937. Imagine the pressures that coincide with leading naval operations during a global conflict. Leahy's influence was broad, and his tactics were renowned. During World War II, he was the first naval officer to hold a 5-star rank as Fleet Admiral, affirming his stature as a significant authority. Interestingly, he was often referred to as the senior ranking officer of the armed forces. Leahy transitioned into one of his most crucial roles in 1942 when he became chief of staff to President Roosevelt. Leahy was not merely a military strategist. He was a statesman tasked with navigating Roosevelt's war policies. This period is frequently perceived as a transformative era where military decisions directly influenced global politics. So, what does it mean when the boundaries between military leadership and political strategy become blurred? For some real-life perspective, let's consider the meetings Leahy attended. Leahy was present at conferences such as Casablanca, Tehran, and Yalta, key diplomatic summits where world-changing decisions were made. Working closely with FDR, one can ponder how Leahy's calm demeanor and strategic mind contributed to decisions that quite literally changed the course of history. After President Roosevelt's death in 1945, Leahy continued his role under Harry Truman, providing continuity and counsel in a time of profound transition. The close of the war and the beginning of the nuclear age presented a vastly different world stage, one where Leahy's influence remained a stabilizing factor. Would you believe that he was skeptical about the atomic bomb, often urging Truman to reconsider its use? This insight into Leahy's character highlights a critical ethical dimension, the balance between military necessity and humanitarian concerns. This poses the question to us as observers of history. In an age dominated by technological advancements, how do we ensure that ethical considerations remain at the forefront? Consider how Leahy's role as a counselor during these transitional eras acts as a reminder that strategic leaders will often find themselves grappling with ethical concerns that transcend their immediate objectives. Such reflections lead us into probing the responsibilities of current technological leaders and their parallels to Leahy's time. In retirement, Leahy penned his own reflections in I Was There, sharing insights but also illustrating the burden of leadership. He passed away in 1959, leaving a legacy that deserves our reflection not only for its historical significance, but also for its lessons in leadership and ethical decision-making. Now, let's pose a question to you, the listener. In today's rapidly evolving technological landscape, which leader do you think carries the blend of strategic prowess and ethical grounding reminiscent of Leahy's legacy? In conclusion, William D. Leahy's role during a transformative period in world history underscores the intricate balance of military strategy, political insight, and ethical consideration, a balance we continue to seek in our leaders today. Dive into his Wikipedia article to explore more about his extraordinary journey and reflect on how his leadership lessons can be relevant in our modern technological era. Before we wrap up, I encourage you to ponder how understanding such historical figures can inform your perspective on current societal changes. By examining the junction where technology, strategy, and ethics converge, we can better navigate our contemporary challenges. Thanks for joining me, Alloy, on this episode of Wikipedia. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and keep discovering the stories that shape our world.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, William D. Leahy. Thanks for listening. See you next time.